I'm sat on the wooden step outside my shed, and it is a beautiful evening. It's actually too hot in the shed, so I came outside with a cup of tea. Well, I don't know why we drink tea when it's this warm, but you know, it kind of refreshes. I'm contemplating, or at least attempting to contemplate, what it must have been like for Julian Assange when cooped up for 14 years, either in a room or a horrible prison or wherever he's been ferried to and fro. It's a phenomenal amount of time, and I can't comprehend what it's like at all. But today, thankfully, finally, he landed in Australia, a free man. And he'd already spent so long in prison that he was released as time served after pleading guilty in a US court, a victim of the Espionage Act, and admitting guilt to one criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified US national defence documents that got him out. Documents that were evidence of heinous crime. Although the dropping of 17 other charges is definitely good news, he was still convicted for working as a journalist doing journalism. So this is really not a win for journalism as a whole. Press freedom still needs to be fought for tooth and nail. Whether you think Assange is an activist or journalist or both, I feel the human rights violations that happen to him are happening in lots of cases, maybe places that we never get to hear about. Journalists, or anybody engaged in journalism that exposes corruption, injustice and evil acts, need to be able to publish without fear. Assange exposed evidence of human rights abuse, torture and war crimes. I'm not the only one who thinks those are topics very much in the public's interest, especially if it's your government committing those crimes. And who was harmed at the release of those leaks? As far as we know, no one. There's no evidence of any physical harm happening to any individual, and sadly only a dent in the reputation of the perpetrators. Assange isn't a perfect human. None of us are. He's a flawed human standing up for the rest of us flawed humans. And at a time when it's getting increasingly hard to tell fact from fiction, we desperately need a free press. I'm very happy that Assange is free now, though, and I only hope he can repair the damage done to his health and have some kind of life with his family. Will he go back to fighting for press freedom and exposing the darker secrets that affect us all? I hope so. But if this was a tough job before WikiLeaks, it's harder than ever now. This now tried and tested weaponized espionage act is cocked and ready to be used again. I've no idea what the future holds, but we need to act. And we can start by supporting quality journalism, financially if need be, or donate to non-profit journalism organisations, or subscribe to news outlets you trust. We need more laws passed that protect journalists and whistleblowers from this kind of harassment, or at all levels. And we need to speak out against that harassment, especially things like this. A government hell-bent on censoring, intimidating and illegally imprisoning journalists. Yeah. Good luck, Assange. And good luck, the free press. Documentally.